Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, May 9th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 96, the second full paragraph, beginning with, "Suppose now you are making your second visit," ending with, "prefers to consult someone else." And we're going to read and comment on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Dion R. reading the text, Vanessa G. reading page 164, and Penny L.C. is our backup reader today. Newcomer greeter is Christina M., and announcements will be Shelley E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, May 8th, 2025, is 22,417 or 22417. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,419 or 22419. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service. Rhonda R., grateful member in Memphis, Tennessee. The 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made it a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to do service today. With that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda R. And I will now ask Terry G. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, and thank you for all your service. Good morning, everybody, and welcome newcomers. My name is Terry. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Number one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters of affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, and that's to carry the message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards to committees directly responsible to those they serve. 8, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be service today, to do service today, and with that, I pass. Thanks.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Terry G. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 96, the second full paragraph beginning with, suppose now you are making your second visit, ending with, prefers to consult someone else. And we are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Dion R. to please begin reading. Good morning, Dion.
Good morning, Stephanie, and good morning, everyone on the call. My name is Dion R., very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. Suppose now you are making your second visit to a man. He has read this volume and says he is prepared to go through with the 12 steps of the program of recovery. Having had the experience yourself, you can give him much practical advice. Let him know you are available if he wishes to make a decision and tell his story, but do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else. Whew. And thank you. What I'm getting from this is something I heard earlier and throughout the week in this meeting. It's taking me back to the beginning of working with others. I'm just so grateful I have the opportunity to work with others again, and it feels good. And this is perfect timing. God always knows what I need at the right time. And so when someone asked me to sponsor or talk about it, this is all I got to do was outline the program of recovery that worked for me. 2 pages back tells, I just outlined what it did for me and emphasized the spiritual part and also remind them the prospect that's what worked for me and that they, you know, they don't have to have a God of my understanding, their understanding, but it's okay to emphasize the spiritual approach because I know in the program of Overeaters Anonymous, it's a spiritual program which differentiates between the other way in pays and pays and diets. And even for me, it was like some prayer, you know, whatever. I needed these clear-cut directions to connect with a power outside of human power that was big enough to help me and substitute the greed and the need for food. I call it the God-sized hole. And it doesn't mean that someone else did, because when I came here, God was my enemy. Many of you know he was. I didn't want to hear nothing about God. Today, God just comes out with me. He's a God. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I love it. He's my best friend. But when I came here, all I needed to do was work with someone. And she said, well, just make a chair your God. That's the spiritual part. That's what's coming out the second. So the second visit, the first visit is like, okay, you tell him. You know, give him time to think about it. Does he want it? Does he not? Don't be pushing a product. If he wants a chance, you have a visit or talk with him again, that's when I can go ahead and talk about the 12-step program, which to me is the spiritual approach and my experience with that. And just giving practical advice. To me, the practical advice is the 12 steps, how it brought me to clarity, to connect with something greater. It worked. It may not be someone else's, but that spiritual connection still works today. And if he doesn't want it, what you love down here, do not insist upon it. If he prefers to consult with someone else, that's good, because the seed was planted. I did my job and expressing to him also, working with you is vital for me too. I'm not just doing that a goody two shoes necessarily. It's helping me. And I can't. That helped me with my sponsor, and we would do that. It's like, oh, I'm helping her. So it's not like, yeah. So anyway, when I first came, I'm going to say this before I end, Stephanie, that when I first came, I remember thinking, what do they want from me? Why do they want to help me? You know, it was like, but today, to just understand and take it as unconditional love, which I receive, I get it. So I can understand when a newcomer is wondering, what does she want from me? I just want to pay my dues. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you, Stephanie, for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Deonor. Thanks for getting us started. And we're now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you shared on Wednesday or Thursday on any of the vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes so that as many people as possible can share. And I'll remind you when your time is up. So if you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Diane MC in Chicago.
I've got you, Diane.
Thank you.
Dawn B.
Okay, I heard Dawn B, and I believe California, and then Bruce E. from Florida. Right, Bruce? Is that correct?
That's it. That's it.
All right.
Wendy M.
Okay, got you, Wendy. Colorado. Okay. Do you have anyone else who'd like to get in on this first round? Okay, I've got Diane MC, Dawn B, Bruce E, Wendy M. We'll go ahead and start with Diane MC, followed by Dawn B. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. This is Diane MC from Chicago. In my book on this paragraph, I have underlined, having had the experience yourself, you can give him much practical advice. I started laughing when I read that because it's highlighted, and I'm thinking, yep, I'm more than happy to give out my advice. And I know I have something to offer. You know, I've been given a lot through this program. But, you know, I don't want to minimize the fact that there is practical advice, but I have to be real careful of my character defects of superiority often roars its head, and I already come with an agenda. But the next sentence, let him know you're available. And today, that's my prayer of just start off, just make yourself available, Diane. And then, you know, open the door. Give someone maybe your phone number. Just open the door and then see what happens instead of going with your own agenda. So that's all I have to share on this. So thank you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you so much, Diane MC from Chicago, Illinois. Next, we've got Don B, followed by Bruce E. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. This is Don B, recovered in Southern California. Great to be here with all of you today. Yes. If this person has, you know, gotten an idea of the program and is ready to start, they've let me know. I'm basically looking for the place where I needed to be when I started working the steps, and that is a place of absolute desperation, of willingness to go to any lengths to recover. And if this person is surrendered and out of ideas of how to do it on their own, that's the ideal. Then I think the person is very, very much ready. I had to get to that point where I knew that this is absolutely life or death for me, and that if I kept on going the way I was, all I look forward to was a tremendous amount of pain and unnecessary suffering and an early death. And I knew that this would kill me. And I desperately needed this program if I wanted to have any other life other than the pain and suffering and early death and just not being able to be there for my loved ones. So that gift of desperation and even praying for the willingness, praying for the surrender. And once you get to that point, then, you know, myself as a what I was looking to for my sponsor was them to help me get that connection through the steps with my higher power. And that's what I'm here to offer. Having gone through this experience myself, it's basically facilitating them to connect with their higher power, however they understand their higher power. Not to fully rely on myself as a sponsor, but I'm facilitating, you know, putting their hands in their higher power's hand. And then, you know, being available to them and wanting to be of service in any way that I can to help them to, as quickly as possible, go through the steps. That was another important thing. You know, first identifying all my alcoholic substances and then moving quickly through the steps, because even though the allergy is down, the allergic response of craving, I still have that mental obsession that's going to come up with a reason of why it's okay for me to go back to my alcoholic substances. And the only protection I have is going through the steps. So just working through these steps as absolutely quickly as possible is absolutely vital. And the freedom that awaits from that is just a beautiful thing. So this is a life-changing program, and I'm so grateful for it. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
That's perfect timing. Thank you so much, John B. from California. Next, we've got Bruce E., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. I'm very grateful to be on the call. Excuse me. I just got out of the hospital last week, and I'm doing pretty good. I think I got that behind me. I had an infection, and yeah, I think I'm doing, thank God for that. Thank you, God. And so, you know, talking about trying to help somebody else, but do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else. So I never wanted anybody to console anybody else because I wanted to sponsor them, and I wanted to stay sober and abstinent, and you know, I want them to hang around, you know, so I wasn't willing to let go. You know, my ego was too attached to the whole thing. And when I found out I could surrender my ego, and my ego is not my amigo, and let go and let the guy go somewhere else if he doesn't want to do this thing with me. And what I usually ask is that in the beginning is pretty much what my sponsor did. He didn't do this item, but he pretty much did other stuff that I'll mention. But anyway, I ask people to listen to Joe and Charlie, doctor's opinion a couple times through, maybe make a few notes on it and call me back if they're interested in sponsorship. And that saves a lot of heartache on my part of wondering, you know, is the guy going to call? Is he going to, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's for me, I found that's a pretty good way. And I heard somebody say years ago when I got in that vision, or, you know, 6-7 years ago, if that person is ready to be sponsored, you could go down to the local zoo and get a monkey and bring him over to the guy's house and let the monkey sponsor him, because that, you know, it isn't the sponsor that does it, you know, it's the higher power. So, I've had people say, you know, I'm looking for a sponsor with this quality or this, that, and this and that, whatever. And really, I'm just an instrument, you know, I'm just somebody that's there and just happen to fall into place right at that point. And maybe I can help somebody, but maybe I can't. And if I can't, I won't insist upon it if he prefers to consult somebody else. And so I think it's a great program. You know, I think it's it works. So I got a sponsor some time back, and we just started reading the big book. Thank you. Just started reading the big book, and that seemed to work. So I thank you very much, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. from Florida. Next, we've got Wendy M. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Stephanie. Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you for your service, Stephanie, and everybody. You know, I just could listen to these shares the last month or so, really working with others, right? Because what do I eat over? Relationships, right? I eat over self. I eat over the stuff, and the stuff is telling me how it goes. But you know what? I wouldn't understand this paragraph if I wasn't recovered. I wouldn't understand, because when I first was sponsoring, I don't know, 25 years ago, it was pick me, right? And also, if I got along really well with the person, we were laughing and having a blast. I was like thinking, am I picking up, you know, a friend here? And guess what? Ain't about me. It ain't about me, you know? And I tell people this program is about how we treat people. OA teaches me how to treat people right. And that's what the 12 steps do. So that's where I came from. But you've got to have a recovered state. I had to have a recovered state to understand this paragraph, right? Because it's not only not about us. The big book is the death of self, right? Selfish, self-centered is the problem. So what this paragraph requires is that we understand that. It requires that we're changing. It requires that we're in a recovered state, that we're changing, we're rearranged. We're seeing things from an entirely different angle. And that's what this is doing. It's teaching me how to do that. The other thing I love is I don't have to make this stuff up. I don't have to convince somebody. I don't have to tell them a story that didn't happen. I can actually tell them my own experience. And that's so freeing. Like, what do I do? How do I sponsor this person? You use your experience, strength, and hope. That you have. I'm like, yeah, I can do that. And again, it's their decision, right? This is his story, his decision. We don't insist on anything. And the truth of the matter is, it's none of my business what this sponsee needs. It's not my business. Really, my life is not my business. This sponsee's life is not my business. And it's not personal. And if I can be helpful, fabulous. And God will make that possible. God will make it obvious who I'm supposed to help and who I'm not supposed to help. Because God is actually the one sponsoring all of us, not me. And like I have someone today that, you know, we're having a talk, a prospect. And again, pray beforehand and just say, God, use me. You know, I am here at your assignment. What is your assignment for me today? Whether it's working with this person or not. Again, death of self. Ain't about me. Thank the Lord. It's not about me. Step three, turning it over. Thank you, God. Not about me. Make me useful and show me what that looks like. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. And if you're just joining us, let me tell you where we're at. We're in the big book on page 96, the second full paragraph, beginning with, suppose now you are making your second visit, ending with, prefers to consult someone else. And we read that one paragraph, and that's what we're sharing on today. And if you'd like to share and haven't shared in the last couple days, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Jan H. from California.
I didn't hear anybody because all were at the same time. So let's try it again. One more time.
Mo Jan.
I think I heard Mo H. from California.
Jan F. from California.
And F is in Frank?
No, F is in Sam and Jan, J.
Got you, Jan. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. What Pamela? Page was that again? What page?
We're on page 96, the second full paragraph.
Thank you.
Suppose you're making your second visit. Okay, and then someone else tried to get in there. Who was that?
Pamela B., Michigan.
Yes. Pamela B. as in boy from Michigan?
Yeah, it's Pamela. It's an R on the end of Pamela. Pamela.
Got you. Pamela.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Julie P., Minnesota.
I heard someone from Minnesota. Can you say your name again, please?
Julie P. Thank you.
Got you, Julie P. Okay.
Gail H. from Seattle, Washington.
Gail H. from Washington. Got ya?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Did I miss anyone? Was there anyone else who wanted to get in? All right. Let me tell you who I have. I've got Mo H., Jan S., Pamela R. B., Julie P., Gail H. We're going to start with Mo H., followed by Jan S. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. Mo H. here, Northern California. Thank you for your service and everyone doing service on this line today. So what I see here, I see some words here that pop out at me. One is available, and the other one is if. And making myself available. I can always make myself available by having outreach call. I don't have to be available 24/7, but I can be available if they need me. The if is a condition. If he wants to make the decision, a decision, and we know what that decision is, that I'm desperate. I can't go on anymore. I am not willing to live this way. I don't want to live this way. I have to be at my bottom's end. And that's what happened for me. You know, I was in the program for many, many years, in and relapsing and in and slipping and then in and out until I became desperate. It was around 2015. I became very desperate. I had gotten back into the food. For 2 months, I had gained about 20 to 25 pounds. So I was desperate and I was willing to do whatever a sponsor told me. One of the things I have learned about sponsoring, and that's what this chapter is all talking about, is how to set boundaries. It's very important to set boundaries. And this particular paragraph is saying, you know, if he wishes to make the decision, you know, and tell his story, but do not insist if he prefers to consult someone else. I set boundaries that, you know, if we're working together and a sponsee isn't calling me, isn't doing their work, you know, I give them two or three opportunities and then I say, you know, this isn't working for me, and let them move on to someone else or help them. Sometimes I help them find somebody else. But sponsoring really has helped me learn how to set boundaries and not let things go awry, so to say. But anyway, I have enjoyed listening to everyone share on this topic, and have, I'm learning a lot myself. So with that, I pass. Thank you, Stephanie.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mo H. from California. Next, we've got Jan S., followed by Pamela R. B. Good morning, Jan.
Well, good morning. This is Jan S. and Sam from Southern California. So this paragraph spoke to me. It said, having had the experience yourself. Well, that does draw me back to being a sponsee. And over the years, there were many times that I just simply was not willing or capable of doing what my sponsor wanted me to do. And I hadn't enough presence of mind and value for them to step back and say, you know, I just can't do that. And I used that also in this having had the experience myself. We've all been sponsees at one time from the get-go. So, and a lot of times, you know, it mentions two times, one in each the steps and one in the traditions that we use principles over personalities. And my personality, my ego, my pride, I couldn't see those principles all the time. And even as a sponsor, I have to remember that it's always principles before personalities. And so this goes on to say, having had the experience yourself, let him know you're available. You know, even if a sponsee says, I just can't do it right now, it's okay to say, you know, well, if you change your mind, or it goes on to say, make a decision, give me a call back if you feel like. And if he prefers to consult someone else, that's fine too. Because I think sponsors and sponsees come into and go out of our lives as our higher power knows that we need different people, different views. The principles are all the same. The loving principles of our 12 steps are always foundations. But the people come and go and also bring in their own experiences. And sometimes our higher power knows we need a different experience. Our life changes. So sponsors' experiences change, sponsees' experiences change. So this is all about life, growth, healing. And the bottom line is, as all has shared, and I do appreciate everyone's shares on this paragraph today, is that really the goal is to keep our hands in our higher power and to help our sponsee put their hand in their higher power and to be guided by them. And they actually are the, you know, our higher power is really the sponsor. And we are all the sponsees. So I appreciate you letting me share. And I do appreciate Team Friday and getting this and keeping this program going today. Thank you very much. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Jan S. from California. Next, we've got Pamela R.B. and followed by Julie P. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you so much. Wow. It's been a minute since I've been here. Just coming back from a relapse. A little over 101 day back in the saddle again, back in the middle of the herd, I should say. Oh, my goodness. So initially, you know, after I took my steps, I went right back to my rightful place, and that is to give away what's been given to me. And I picked up a sponsee, and what I recognize is that she was kind of dragging her feet about the spiritual part, and she really wanted to go into four. And I could not move her into four, and every assignment I gave, she refuted. So the point is, I understand. Last night, this is how God works, okay? Let me tell you this. So this happened yesterday where I had to let her go. And then I sat quietly with that because I'm a people pleaser, okay? And then also I had this imposter syndrome thing going. So my mind got on that wheel, and it just started running down like a, ugh. And I was like, you know what? I got to get off of this. So it occurred to me, you know, as it says in the big book, ask for inspiration and intuitive thought. Well, why don't you get on OA.org and why don't you find a meeting tonight? And wouldn't you know, I was led to a meeting last night where I got a chance to talk to another longtime member who is in the program who referred me to this page, you guys, okay? Oh, my goddess, right? Exactly where I needed to be. And do you know that squirreliness of the brain was lifted the moment I heard that first paragraph? Oh, I don't know about this. I've been in program 19 years. But you know what? It was just a salve to soothe my ego, my spirit, so that I could get back to my rightful place in this program, which is in the middle of the herd, see? Because I like to round everybody up. That's me. Not my job today. Grateful to be here. Thank you so much for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela B. from Michigan. Next, we've got Julie P., followed by Gail H. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. Thank you, everybody, for your service. I am very grateful to be in a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. My name is Julie P. I am a recovered compulsive overeater in Minnesota. You know, my higher power brought me some words this morning that said, suit up, show up, speak your truth, and wear beige. And years back, I would say, well, I understand the first three, suit up, show up, speak your truth, but why beige? Because beige is a neutral color. And I'm the type of person that, oh man, I would get up and I would wear red every day if I had the choice because that's the color of power. But this program has taught me that it is my job to be neutral. And I am so grateful for that because I look at this paragraph and I say, having had the experience yourself, I have come to learn that my experience in life as a food addict has brought me to some pretty dark places. And those dark places and that journey of mine has now become my best asset when it comes to working with others. Because there's nobody who understands this better than those of us who walk this journey. And showing up, I'm available. I am available for anybody who chooses to walk this path with me. And I know it is my higher power's place to have that person and I connect. And if I just keep suiting up, showing up, and speaking my truth, it'll happen. And I am so very grateful that I have this experience to share with someone and how I have come to rely on my higher power who will never, ever abandon me. And with that, I'm going to pass. Have a great day, everybody.
Well, thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. Next, we've got Gail H. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning. Thank you so much. Oh, the shares have been so heartfelt. Thank you, thank you. As I listen to everyone and according to the book, you know, the reality is I've made all these mistakes, and it is a wound for me about people preferring someone else, even before the program. And this has been something to humbly walk through. And, you know, I think so often that, you know, one of the things I heard in the beginning is if you're not ready, pray to be willing to be willing. And I think so often, you know, now I try to, in being right-sized, is that I get to be a part of the journey. And I listened to the 30th anniversary of Alcoholics Anonymous, and Bill was talking, and I came into this program in 1968. I didn't get my first abstinence till 1969, but Bill was still alive. He was speaking, and it was 1969, and he was recalling he and Dr. Bob and the first person that they sponsored, and I may have heard this right, or I may get the details wrong, but and Bill said to him, it was so touching, and he said, I need you more than you'll ever need me. And that idea is that, you know, this idea that we only sponsor because this I learned through being a clumsy human being doing it, not just reciting it, but doing it. And oh, I've been clumsy through the years. And the gift is I've made all the, not all, but many of the mistakes that human beings make, and that becomes part of the wisdom in learning about this is about me. And this is about bringing the message, because this is what Bill did for us. And I get to do that knowing that whatever happens, it's my higher power that gives me the grace to get through these things. Not be at that point of desperation, but the getting there. Oh, my goodness. There's that saying, we have to, we can't just think our way into a new way of living. We need to live our way into a new way of thinking. And I keep wanting to avoid the clumsiness and get to the, you know, gracefully glide through. And it, the human world doesn't work that way. So anyway, thank you, God, for getting to be a part and to learn from everyone that has walked with me. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Gail H. from Washington. And we have time for two more shares. Who would like to share? Please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from.
Wanda G.
Elizabeth A., Michigan.
Wanda, where are you from? Wanda G., where are you from? Okay, and Elizabeth, can you give us your last initial again?
A, like apple.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Gotcha. Okay, well, we'll stop there. I've got Wanda G., followed by Elizabeth A., and Wanda, you're going to be up first, and please let us know where you're calling from. Good morning. Wanda, if you can hit star one to unmute, please.
Thank you. Okay, this is Wanda G. I am from Canada. And this is really the first time I've called in to this. And I have a really great sponsor. And she said yesterday, or the day before, she said, you need to go to this, you need to go to this online telephone session, you know, Friday morning. She says, you really should be there. And she's really encouraged me to go. And she says, and do your best to, you know, try to talk while you're there. And so, yeah, I guess I'm doing that today. Which, so my sponsor is kind of like the right person that I needed. I can be a very assertive person. I can be a really boisterous person. And I'm very self-confident. And I go about life my own way. And she turned out to be the perfect person for me because she is really determined as a sponsor to get me where I need to be. And she works, has worked really hard at that. I think she's done a lot of good things for me. And I just can't believe that the right person kind of showed up for me. But in the meantime, someone else I had contacted about being a sponsor also contacted me back. So, like, now I have, like, two sponsors. The one who's really makes me do things, who kind of gets on me and says, you know, like, you're avoiding Wanda. You're trying to get through a loophole here, you know, all these kind of things. And the other sponsor who really listens to me, which so one sponsor kind of talks to me, and I have one sponsor that I can talk to. I just say, this is what I did. This is how it's going. She goes, okay, that's good. Keep going, you know. And amazingly, I keep thinking I should, you know, probably not have two sponsors, and I should let the one person go. But on the other hand, I like to be able to tell a second sponsor about things I felt that had been successful and things that haven't worked. So that whole, the whole having a sponsor thing and sharing is working really well for me. Anyway, I might not quite be doing it right, but I'm happy to be doing it. So, and thank you very much for listening to me this morning, and thank you all for your service. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Wanda G from Canada. And next we have Elizabeth A. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hi, this is Elizabeth A. from Michigan, or Liz, that's okay too. I just, so many thoughts come to me. What I've learned in Overeaters Anonymous is that I am not everybody's cup of tea. That's been a hard lesson because I'm a people pleaser. I want to control what people think of me. I heard someone in OA say that she majored in image management. And, you know, that's been a slow lesson, but learning that I can only give what I can give. And when I spend time with God, I reflect Him better. And so it's imperative for me to spend that time with my higher power and be a constant student. I decided years ago, I came into Overeaters Anonymous in 1986, and by God's grace have never left. I decided years ago that if I made an ass out of myself and it helped one person, that it would be worth it. And it's in the program that I've learned that it's through my brokenness, my weakness, my vulnerability, that I'm better able to help other people. And that transparency, I know in the big book it talks about, you know, hoping that no one is offended or however it's said by the honesty. But for me, that's the healing. And certainly I have made an ass out of myself sharing my program. And so I'm learning and just keep coming back and opening my heart to God's messages. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth A. Sorry about that. I think I said your name wrong. Elizabeth A. from Michigan. And perfect timing because we're at the end of the meeting. So we're now going to close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Vanessa G., can you please read A Vision for You?
I can. Thank you, Stephanie. I really appreciate your consistent service and everyone else who was on the line this morning and who shared. This is our vision for you. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to you, will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. And by the way, I'm Vanessa G., and I recovered compulsive overeating.